Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. Trying to sell your car, jewelry, furniture, or anything else online? Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, and OfferUp are good places to sell. But watch what you put in your listings. I'm Kim Komando for Incogni. Stop robocalls, spam texts, junk email, and remove yourself off the internet. Get 60% off today at privacykim.com. Criminals can now case your house without pulling a stakeout. All they have to do is look at what you're trying to sell online. So you have to be smarter than someone who makes a living from stealing from other people. For starters, try not to show the inside of your home. Always take pictures in a public place, say a park if it's a car, or against a plain background. Never post your address in your listing, or even what part of town you live in. The same goes for any license plate numbers. Finally, don't share the listing on your personal Facebook page. This makes it public for all your friends and followers, and also makes it super easy for criminals to find out a lot about you. In today's world, you have to be tech smart. No question about it. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
As promised, I'm now bringing you a standout call from my weekend show. Bart in Honolulu, Hawaii. Aloha, Bart.
Aloha, Kim.
Welcome.
Great to be on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, what's happening in Honolulu?
Well, I go to a church, small church, and we're Zooming our services. And we're finding out that using an iPhone or webcam, it's lacking a little bit of controls. We can't get good images and sound quality. So, I'm looking for a digital camera that can take input sound and has aperture control.
Oh, that's great. And so it's funny how with the pandemic, everybody pivoted, right? How long did it take you guys? How long did it take you guys to actually get the services up on Zoom?
It was really fast. We were just in 2 weeks, we were up and running.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. All right. So, you know, the good news is that if you are looking for like a real digital camera, and something like you can use during the services on the weekends and then maybe during the week on events and to the beach and good things like that, is that the big camera manufacturers, I'm talking about like the Canons and the Sonys and the Nikons and the Fujifilm of the world, is that when the pandemic hit, is that they started releasing the option for you to use the camera connected as a webcam. Because I don't know if you remember, but it was really hard to buy a webcam for a while. And so the camera manufacturers kind of stepped up to the plate and they said, okay, yeah, we know that you can hook your camera up through an HDMI cable, but that's a bit of a hassle. But now you can hook your camera up through a USB port. So if you already have an existing Canon, Nikon, Sony, Fujifilm, Panasonic, Olympus, or GoPro, is that they've started building webcam options into their software. So do you have anything yet or no?
Yeah, nothing. I have something so old that the resolution is not so good.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, and if it's that old, it probably wouldn't even have that option either. And we want everybody to be looking good during the Zoom call. So what's your budget look like?
I'm hoping to stay within $1,000.
Oh, that's sweet. You can do that. Do you have any other requirements for it? The camera? I mean, aside from just the aperture, because that's pretty standard, anything else that you're like, wow, I wish that it had this?
That it can take an audio input, so it's not just taking a microphone and taking ambient sounds.
Sure. Most of the higher-end cameras can do that. And then I'm sure you have the lighting taken care of, right? You got all that?
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. So let me do this. Let me go shopping for you, if you will. And let me look at the best option under $1,000. And, you know, what I'd like to do is find some find a whole, if I could find you a whole kit with maybe a few extra batteries and so this way, if the service goes long and or if you want to be able to just take the camera and run, that we don't have to worry about plugging it in or charging it or, you know, getting, so a few extra batteries is always a good idea. And some extra lenses. So if you wanted to zoom in really nicely, you could do that. Do you have a specific brand that you like? I'm always, my preference is always Nikon or Canon, but which is there a brand that you like?
No, those are fine.
Okay. All right. Well, let me do this. Let me look at, say, something like a D500 versus a D7500 or even, you know, something like that with a Nikon. You know, what's interesting is that when you go shopping for these packages, Bart, is that it used to be that the packages that Costco had were always the best packages. And sometimes they really are. That's why I want to spend some time on this to see where I can get you the best deal. Because Amazon now, the Nikon store in there, sometimes they are competing. But there's always that old adage that, you know, if you want to sell something at Costco, it has to be better than anything that's available anywhere else. And I just want to spend some time. You know, take me about 20, 30 minutes to figure out which is the best one for you. And I'll post my findings over in the Q&A forum for everybody else. And then in case you want to check it out. And Bart, we'll send them directly to you too. And mahalo for your call and being part of our Ohana. Really, really appreciate your support on the islands. Really, we have so many great listeners, so many great callers on all the islands. And we always love hearing from you.
Hey, thanks for listening. Now, if you have a tech hiccup that you want me to solve, your path is clear. Head over to Commando.com and click that email Kim link. I go through every single note. I read every single one, I promise. Now, don't be the last to know. Get the tech edge that you need in today's life. Get my free daily newsletter over at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.